Hey, Bernie here. I want to remind you to participate anonymously in my Midlife Fulfillment Survey. I'm partnering with Udemy to create groundbreaking research. Again, it's anonymous, no email required, and the survey is linked up in the show notes. Go ahead and take it. Welcome to the Midlife Fulfilled Podcast. Are you over 40 and ready to truly thrive? Well, on this podcast, we go deep on ways to thrive across the five pillars of midlife: health, fitness, career, relationships, and legacy. I'm Bernie Borges, midlife advocate, life coach, and your host. Subscribe now and get ready to thrive. Hello, my midlife friend. This is Bernie Borges, your host of the Midlife Fulfilled Podcast. And this is episode 173, a takeaway episode from episode 172, my conversation with Alan Meisner. You know the drill on takeaway episodes. I summarize key discussion points from the previous episode, and then I hone in on one key takeaway that I want to emphasize to you. And then I issue you a challenge to consider on the topic. First, let me begin by reintroducing you to Alan Meisner. Alan started out with a corporate career in accounting. He earned his master's degree and then his CPA designation, and he worked his way to being a vice president by age 39. He was an internal auditor. And if you know anything about internal auditors, it's no wonder that Alan says that while he was good at it, he found himself to be the most hated person in the company because, let's face it, nobody likes auditors. Now, despite his corporate career success, he found himself to be miserable. And then when his daughter, who was very athletic, invited him to watch her compete in a CrossFit competition, he said that he didn't consider himself to be a spectator dad. He wanted to participate. But there was one problem. He wasn't fit enough to do it. Alan realized that he needed to make fitness a priority so that he could be the person that he wanted to be. Hold on to that thought, because I'm going to come back to it in this takeaway episode. Now, let me summarize the three key discussion points for my conversation with Alan in episode 172. Number one, invest in your health now for a better future. Alan says we've got to recognize the importance of small but impactful investments in our health. Things like regular exercise, good nutrition, quality sleep, stress management, and just overall self-care. These practices lead to a higher quality of life down the road. Number two, be mindful of movement patterns. Alan says that poor movement patterns can lead to muscle imbalances and increased risk of injury. He says it's essential to self-assess and then correct any physical issues that resulted maybe from prolonged sitting or what he calls tech neck or even past injuries so that you can prevent long-term consequences and maximize your independence as you age. And number three, find ways to integrate activity daily. He says make the most of your time by incorporating movement into your daily routine, whether it's things like doing push-ups at your desk or utilizing adjustable desks at work as Alan did, or making small movements throughout the day. Just find ways to stay active and prioritize your physical well-being. Now, as I pondered my main takeaway from this conversation, I struggled with just one takeaway. And if you've listened to the Midlife Fulfilled podcast for a while, you know that fitness has been a priority for me for more than 40 years. I'm in my 60s. By the way, I have age pride. Anyway, I'm in my 60s, and I have had a committed fitness routine since age 24. So, this is where I decided to land for my takeaway, and that is making fitness a priority. During episode 172, I shared a story. As I often do, I share personal stories on these takeaway episodes. Here's the short version. Last October, I flew from my home in Florida to Pennsylvania to help my son move. He and his wife, they're a young couple. They have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, so a lot of the moving fell on my son's shoulders. Now, he hired a moving company to move all the furniture, and then he arranged for three of his buddies to help him move all the boxes. But on moving day, which was a Friday, his buddies couldn't help him before 5 p.m., so he was in a pickle. So I flew up on Thursday, and then Friday morning at 8 a.m., we drove a rented truck to the home that he was moving from, and we got to work. Now, the house that he was moving out of was a two-story house, and there were boxes and toys and all kinds of stuff on both floors. And we ended up filling the truck with all these boxes, all these toys, tools, junk, just various home items. You know the drill, right? Well, the whole day was comprised of going up and down stairs, in and out of the truck, up the ramp, carrying boxes and all this other stuff. And other than a lunch break, a short lunch break, we just inhaled a sandwich. We did this all day long until about 4 p.m. And then we drove to his new home in the truck, of course, and his buddy showed up there to help unload the truck. Now, as I shared with Alan in episode 172, I had no trouble with any of this physical activity. I didn't need to stop to catch my breath. I didn't need to slow down. I didn't need to carry lighter boxes. I didn't struggle in any way all day long. And the next day, I wasn't sore. Why? Hey, Brona here with a quick update. My 2024 Midlife Fulfilled Survey is now available. I've partnered with Udemy, a leader in online education, on a survey that's going to inform a forthcoming research report on fulfillment in midlife. And I want you to take this survey. Now, you will not be asked to identify yourself. That means no name or email is requested on this survey. The link for this survey is in the show notes for this episode, as well as on the homepage at midlifefulfilled.com. Hey, while you're on the show notes page, get my new Midlife Fulfilled scorecard, where you can score yourself in each of the five pillars and then easily calculate a total fulfillment score. Hey, that's all for now. Let's get back to the episode. Alan explains it by saying that I have trained for task. I love that. I'm going to use that going forward. And yes, I will attribute it to Alan Meisner. Anyway, he says that we shouldn't view a commitment to fitness as a chore or even as working out, which is kind of weird because I've always thought about my routine as a workout routine. He suggests that we should make fitness a priority so that we can do the things that we want to do or need to do because, and here it is, of who we want to be. And I share Alan's conviction that I don't want to be a spectator dad at any age, which is why I helped my son move, even though it meant flying from Florida to Pennsylvania. Hey, it's my son. Now, another way that fitness serves me well is when I do yard work at home. Sometimes the yard work, in fact, often the yard work involves lifting equipment, trimming equipment, shoulder level, and even above my shoulders. And look, I admit that lifting anything above my shoulders for more than a few minutes at a time takes some effort, but I can do it. And recently, I pressure washed my pool cage. It took about 3 hours, and it was work, but no problem. I'm fit for the task. And you know, when my wife and I go kayaking on the waters of Tampa Bay, we usually paddle in one direction for about an hour. Inevitably, on the one-hour return paddle, we always run into either wind that we didn't have on the way out, or sometimes the weather has turned on us and it causes the water to get rough, and it makes the return paddle trip considerably more demanding than the trip on the way out. I don't know why this happens. It just seems like it always happens. It's kind of gotten to the point where we just expect it to happen. Anyway, it is no problem. We are both fit for the task. And the best thing is, we have no soreness the next day. Why? Because fitness is a priority for me and for my wife. On episode 172, I share that the two most common reasons that people in midlife don't exercise regularly is either they just don't want to, or they say they have no time. Now, I have long lived by the motto that if you believe you can, you're right. And if you believe you can't, you're right. When it comes to fitness, it all starts with your why. You have to have a reason. Otherwise, you won't make it a priority. you won't say to yourself that I can. So your why should be your why. My why isn't your why. You need your own why to make fitness a priority. So I'll share mine. I have three whys. Number one, I know that fitness is good for my health. In fact, I'm often told at doctor appointments that my resting heart rate is like that of an athlete, and I'm in my 60s. Number two, I want to be able to do the tasks that I need to do, whether that's helping family or friends move, or pressure washing my pool cage, or going kayaking on choppy waters. I want to be able to do all of it. And number three, I want to feel good. And I admit this one is selfish, but hey, there's no shame in that. I feel good by being fit, and I like how it feels. The bottom line is, I don't need to search for motivation to make fitness a priority. These three reasons are all the motivation that I need. So, my challenge to you, my friend, is how do you prioritize fitness? If fitness is already a high priority for you, that's great. Help me spread the word, because we both know people who don't make fitness a priority. You heard me say in episode 172 that 60% of Americans don't do the bare minimum requirement of exercise. That's pathetic, and it saddens me. Now, for those who say, I don't have time to prioritize fitness, while I respect that your circumstances are unique to you, I want to challenge you to think about the I can mindset. First, start with your why. But I want you to think that maybe you can get up 30 minutes earlier to work on your fitness. Or maybe you can park farther away in every parking lot that you encounter so that you have to walk more. Or maybe you can walk the stairs rather than take the elevator. Or maybe you can take 30 seconds. Yes, 30 seconds to do wall push-ups or squats. When, you say? Whenever you can find 30 seconds in your day. And here's the thing. Once you begin to find these little moments in your day to prioritize movement for the sake of fitness, you're going to get hooked. And don't be surprised if you discover more ways to squeeze more fitness activities into your routine. Your future self will thank you for doing this. Hey, before I close out this episode, let me remind you to take my fulfillment survey. I am partnering with Udemy, a leader in online education, to produce groundbreaking research. And you can participate in this research anonymously by completing the survey, which is linked up in the show notes for this episode. Hey, I want to thank Alan Meisner for joining me on episode 172 on this important topic. And I want to remind you that you can watch my video recording with Alan on episode 172 on the Midlife Fulfilled YouTube channel. That's also linked up in the show notes page. Hey, my next guest episode features Clara Capano. Clara has a methodology that she calls Clarity. In fact, it's spelled C-L-A-R-A-T-Y. Of course, it's a play on words. And you'll hear all about it on episode 174. Don't miss this episode. And hey, if you're a new listener, welcome. And I invite you to hit the subscribe button on your podcast player so that you don't miss this episode as well as future episodes. You know what time it is, my midlife friend. It's that time when I remind you that if you're 80% fulfilled, you're doing great. And if you want to know how I know this, download my scorecard. I'll see you on episode 174. I'll see you then. Before I remind you that if you're 80% fulfilled, you're doing great, I invite you to participate anonymously in groundbreaking research on midlife fulfillment. I'm partnering with Udemy, a leader in online education, and your participation in our survey will inform a research report and help shape the future of fulfillment in midlife. When you take this survey, you won't be asked to identify yourself. Even if you choose to optionally sign up to receive the report, your survey responses will remain anonymous. Please take this survey. It means a lot to me, and I think you'll enjoy it too. You can find this survey in the show notes for this episode, as well as on my website at midlifefulfilled.com. Friend, remember, if you're 80% fulfilled, you're doing great. Now, if you want me to prove it to you, I have a scorecard for that. I'm your host, Bernie Borges, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Midlife Fulfilled podcast.